Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. Today, we've had a national tragedy in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. And I've ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. To this world, I am unimportant,
just because I have nothing to. Terrible, terrible tragedy has befallen my nation, but has befallen all the nations of this region, all the nations of the world. So you call this your free country?
Tell me why it costs so much to live. Our fellow citizens and our freedom came under attack today. Tell me why I am. Should doubt America's resolve.
Today, America has experienced one of the greatest tragedies we've witnessed on our soil.
Terrorism. We see terrorists, people who don't believe in democracy. All my working, endless measures never seem to get me very far. They can destroy buildings, they can kill people, and we will be saddened by this tragedy. Walk the mountains to move in this now, even though I'm tired to them all. They will never be allowed to kill the spirit of democracy. They cannot destroy our society. They cannot destroy our belief in the democratic way. I'm already here, down on my knees. I'm already here, oh no. I'm already here. I must have told you 1,000 times I'm not running away.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible, cowardly acts. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
We will not tolerate such acts.
You can be sure that America will deal with this tragedy in a way that brings those responsible to justice.
We went to extraordinary ends in the Gulf War to avoid attacking innocent civilians. And yet what these bastards have done is deliberately attack innocent civilians, and that's the difference between them and us.
God bless America.